Take a moment to observe the surroundings of the Roundhouse courtyard as we begin this audio tour. Today you're invited on a walk. Along the way you'll hear stories relating to our local areas, rich in Black history and heritage. Some from nearly 200 years ago and some more recent. Today we'll walk along Stars, meet local people, find hidden statues and visit local businesses. We'll smell delicious food and hear music created in the heart of Ladywood. But even a project like this only scratches the surface. So keep your eyes and ears alert as you go along. What extra stories can you find when you begin to look? Before we start, and you begin to walk these streets and hear these stories, reflect on the simple act of walking and strolling. It's worth remembering that this simple activity might not be so simple for everyone. In researching this tour, we interviewed Birmingham poet, activist, actor and musician Benjamin Zephaniah. We asked how the Birmingham of today compared to the Birmingham of his youth.
The Birmingham of my youth was a very different place. Sometimes I look at people now, mainly Black people and Asian people, but also white people that hang out with Black people, and think, do you really know what it was like before? Do you know what it was like to have parts of Birmingham that you couldn't go to because you were Black? You know, do you know what it was like to leave clubs at night and go, well, it's dangerous to walk home? Why? Because you got the National Front, you got gangs of skinheads walking around, just waiting to beat Black people. And then the police were just as bad. You know, I was walking in Selly Oak once in the middle of the night, and a police car pulled up next to me, marked car, not even unmarked, uniformed police officer. They got out, they just beat me, dumped me in a shop doorway, got in the car, and drove off. I mean, they were so confident. So in terms of race relations, in the areas where we lived, most of the people got on together. But the kind of racist, they felt like outsiders. I don't know where they came from. Some of them probably did come from Birmingham. But they weren't from the Birmingham that we knew. The Birmingham that I knew was, you know, Moseley, Borsal Heath, Sparkbrook, and then on this side, obviously, Ladywood, Birmingham, Handsworth, Edgbaston, and Aston, Witton, those kind of areas. But Handsworth, for example, right? Handsworth's fine. You couldn't go to Handsworth Wood. No, that's a different place altogether. I mean, the police would actually stop you and say, what are you doing here? I mean, they would never say, this is a white area. But they would say, what are you doing here? It's a bit late, you know, you should get back to, you know, your side of town, or worse to that effect. So that's the most noticeable thing. Sometimes I look at young people and I go, do you appreciate the freedom that we have, that we fought for? You know, so many times people just take things for granted now. You leave the club, I'm going home. I mean, it is still bad for certain people. And certain areas, and you know, we've seen what's happened with women being attacked on the streets recently. But I think the difference was back then is that there was no one we could go to. the people that we should go to for help hated us just as much as the racists hated us. I think that's the difference.
We're going to be reaching out on a looping walk of Ladywood, a welcoming, warm, and creative community. As we head out together, let's set the scene with a poetic introduction from one of our tour writers and researchers, Rayana. Listen as you walk to the Crescent Theatre, which is our next destination.
I guess you could say history is always among us, but we can't really present it as a past tense history when our history is still a present day mystery. But allow me to take you on this journey, using the very paths our ancestors strolled on, use these words to hold on to images you will create from the stories you see, from the knowledge you seek, take heed from the hidden truth, Let us finally taste that forbidden fruit and finally understand where its roots truly grew from. We have been in the dark too long. You walk in circles during the same narrative. But allow me to shine light on the corner so you can walk the full storyline. These answers have lined up beneath your nose, waiting for you to take a deep breath, waiting to settle on your chest for you to digest the obvious. You're never too ordinary to make history. So I guess you could say, history is always among us. But we can't really present it as a past tense history when our history is still a present day mystery. But allow me to take you on this journey, using the very paths our ancestors strolled on. Use these words to hold on to images you will create from the stories you see. From the knowledge you seek, allow Birmingham to speak, take heed from the hidden truth. Let us finally taste that forbidden fruit and finally understand where its roots truly grew from.